Hello, faithful and loyal podcast listeners. This is Todd. I wanted to give you a warning about podcast 313. About halfway through, Shane's audio gets really scratchy and tough to listen to, even worse than Shane's voice normally is. I know, tough to believe. Over the years, I've been a firm believer that audio quality is paramount for podcasts. It's the most important thing, even more important than a good-looking host or good information. And so I wanted to warn you guys, I almost didn't produce this episode because of the bad audio, but there are a few of you out there who are hardcore, die-hard listeners, and so I wanted to make it available to you. Thanks, Mom. But I won't feel bad if you don't listen to 313 because the audio is bad. Rest assured, 314 sounds a lot better. Thanks. If you stick around, enjoy the podcast.
Counting her down. 3, 2, 1. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Todd Clint's SharePoint Podcast number 313, recorded live Monday, November 7th, Election Day Eve, 2016. I am your host. This might be my last, the last episode that I host where I'm not the president-elect. I've been putting out a strong grassroots write-in candidacy. So hopefully by this time, next podcast, I'll be transitioning to my new job as president of the United States. And a man who would never, ever be my vice presidential choice, Shane Young, introduce yourself to the folks.
I'm just concerned with you transitioning all the efforts that go around that. So hi, my name is Shane Young. I, unlike Todd, am not asking you to write in because I did all the paperwork and I'll be on your ballot. So just vote young, vote early, vote often. I think that's the way to go. I don't know if you read the one channel, the other guys do that. I don't know. So
there are a lot of villains to choose from. I saw on Facebook today, somebody said they can't wait to see the season finale of America, which I assume is tomorrow.
Well, I just hope it's not really the finale, right? I just hope we end up with a new sitcom because, you know, and there are the doomsdayers, right? The world's going to end whoever gets elected tomorrow, so.
That's, I guess, you know, and the bad news is with my production being the way that it is, this probably won't be produced until March or April of 2017. So the world may have already ended by the time I get this finished. Who knows?
Or it'll be used in the next election cycle, right? The 2020 elections. It'll be like, wait, are those guys talking about 2020 or 2016? Just put it in the middle. It'll be a gray area. It'd be great.
Yeah, here in Iowa, since we've got the first caucuses, they'll start November 8th. We will have a fresh batch of presidential candidates to break. So yeah, you're right. That's funny.
Yeah, I think in 2020, because you know we'll still be doing the show, unfortunately for us. But you should take and do a live episode from the whole thing you guys do, right? Where you move from side to side in the room.
The caucuses. That's the Democrats. Only the Democrats caucus like that. The Republicans have a much different. Much different way of doing it. I think that would not be allowed. I don't know that that you're able to take cameras in there.
Well, you can go as little spy cameras, you know, like this and walk around and be like, look, I'm not doing anything.
Sometime I won't relay any of the stories on air, any place that they can be recorded. But because of Iowa's first in the nation caucuses and you know, I know people from all over the world and all over the country. I've gone to both the Democrat and the Republican caucuses over the last few election cycles to kind of get an idea. And I have some hysterical stories of hijinks that I have pulled while I was there. Again, nothing that I would ever want put down on a record anywhere. It'd probably get me kicked out of the voter rolls. But there's opportunity for shenanigans. Absolutely. Fun stuff. Cheeky shenanigans, though.
But that's the case. I'm coming to Iowa for the next cycle. But, you know, I'd also like to point out, so in the show notes that we complain that the news has been dominated by election and all that. That's why I couldn't find anything good to put in the show notes. And then here we are just wasting everyone's time with election stuff. So thumbs down for us.
So if I'm not in jail and you need to get a hold of me, you can email me at todd.clint@rackspace.com. Rackspace, the proud or not so proud sponsors of this podcast. You can go to sharepoint.rackspace.com or rackspace.com/Microsoft and find out about all of those great things that we do there. But again, todd.clint@rackspace.com or at Todd Clint. Shane, if you're not in jail,
it's not the time of year fancy socks.
Yeah. So we're getting some, both Lori and I are noticing your audio is a little scratchy.
What did I do? It was all nice.
Yep, and the chat room, so don't move. Apparently it's when you move it happens.
So is it using the wrong mic maybe? Is it using this mic instead of the other?
I don't know. Sounds good now.
Okay, well, I won't move.
Just sit perfectly still. Now if we could just get Nicola to throw like a spider in your room or something.
Yeah.
We'll mute that in post. I have a tendency to dial your audio down in post anyway, just as a matter of habit. So
down.
Yep. All right. So let's go into production notes. Apparently that will be in next week's production notes, Shane's audio. As of right now, I think I'm all caught up. I think I got 313 out like Thursday or Friday of last week. Next week, I'll be traveling. I'll be taking, so there's like a month period here where my travel is just insane. And it all culminates next week with me going on vacation. So I will be gone. I will be in parts unknown next week, not having anything to do with this mess that is this podcast. So
well, lucky the people, they get me instead of you. So haha.
Yep. So in the chat room, in the Slack channel, I've been accused of being a absentee dad. So Shane is other daddy, I guess, at that point.
The daddy who loves you enough to come every week. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I'll take what they can get.
Production levels.
Good.
I'll start in production notes around, remember we are out on channel 9 now. So we've kind of gotten that system to get that out there. So if that's a better platform for you, it's available also. So yay, new technology.
Yeah. And the first URL for that is what, channel9.msdn.com.
Oh goodness. I'm afraid to touch anything now.
Yeah. But you moved to get a little scratchy.
What the hell? I got this fancy new pop filter to make this all better and nothing.
Yeah, your peas sound great. It's just everything else that's mushy.
See, yeah, so yes, channel9.msdn.com.
Yeah, and we're trying to figure out a way to get a page that has all of those on it, but the channel 9 page, we can't link to it or whatever. But we'll figure something out. I'll get a short URL out there. And that's just part of our deal. We've got this on YouTube. We've got it on iTunes. I apparently need to get it on the Windows Phone Store and some other places. I think I'm going to sick Lori on that while I'm gone. But just another way to consume this, whatever is easiest for you guys is what we will do. So let's carry on here. The OneDrive for Business client, the Next Gen Sync client, or the NGSC, as they've been referring to it, has come out, and they've got a preview of the new one. The Next Gen Sync client, when it came out last year, kind of combined the OneDrive consumer, or the OneDrive for pleasure property, and SharePoint Online OneDrive, but it did not work with SharePoint on-prem, and it did not work with SharePoint Online libraries that were not your My Site. And so a couple of months ago, and we talked about it here on the podcast, they released this preview, and you could download a preview client, and there's some registry shenanigans you could pull, and you could use this new client. And for the most part, that client's been updating automatically, but I noticed this week there was a new version out there, and so you can get that out there. I've been using it for a while. It is what I use on all my machines. Before the preview for the new client came out, I had a lot of problems getting things synced, and there was this crazy dance that you had to dance where you had multiple versions of the sync client installed, Groove and some other things, and it's worked much better ever since I got this preview on. So the download link is a nasty gomicrosoft.com link. It'll be in the show notes. The version as of today is 17.3.6674. I put that on earlier today. I've had no problems. Everything's been syncing fine since then. So it's fun. So this one basically just had some regression fixes and all that. But it is one single client, so you don't have groove.exe anymore, which is literally 10 plus years old. It came out with SharePoint 2007, and that will get you set up. Now, if you want to get, did not listen to our talk about this earlier and need to get set up in the show notes, I will also have a support.office.com link that talks about how to get started with the preview, and that will tell you how to set everything up. It'll have a link to the latest document. Microsoft has been doing a lot of things lately on staying more competitive and all that. And OneDrive is one of those things that a couple of years ago, it was a punchline to a lot of jokes. OneDrive was super duper bad. And so we made fun of it and we all use something else. The more that Microsoft focuses on OneDrive, the better it's getting. And it's actually a pretty decent little client now. I'm not quite ready to get rid of my Dropbox subscription with it yet, but it's getting close. So Shane wants to give it a try again. Shane, I think I have unmuted you as many places as I can. I still can't hear you though. Can you unmute you on your end? Well, so the good news, Shane, is in Hangouts, you are not muted. The bad news is you're just not giving any sound on your end. So I'm sure that Shane had some really great deep philosophical thoughts about OneDrive and the next gen sync client and how awesome it is that he will not be able to share them with us. But OneDrive is good. Now I was talking to a customer, 2 weeks ago, something like that. We were talking about what they wanted to do and what they wanted to use for file sharing in Office 365. And he made the comment that he looked at OneDrive and he tried it out. It just wasn't that great. And my first question back to him was, when did you look at it? And he's like, 9 months ago. I'm like, man, it has changed tremendously in the 9 months since you looked at it last. So that'll be my same recommendation to you out there. If you've got OneDrive and you've looked at it and you've kind of blown it off, take a look at it again. In the last couple of months, it's done some stuff. It's got some improvements, and they're going to continue improving on it. They've got the roadmap out there. Roadmap.office.com covers all that, and you can see what they got planned. What else did I want to talk about that is tangential to that? Oh, Shane is back.
Did you miss me?
No, not even a little.
Yay, but you can hear me. You can hear me. Woo, woo, woo.
I'm kind of scratchy, though.
Fine, I'll just be quiet. You do the show without me. I'll sit here and just make faces.
And the other thing is, since I clicked on my picture, I don't know that we can do the auto thing when you talk.
Oh, yeah. Once you mess it up, it's Google's not having that anymore.
Oh. So if you click on yourself again, then it goes back to auto. We got it fixed.
But I'm scratchy, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, no one's listening to me scratchy. Still, you're okay. So the next thing I had on the schedule was your dumb administrator training. So before you break things again, do you want to talk about that for a minute?
Yeah, I do. So finally, after all these years of hiatus, Shane is returning to the internet to do online admin training the week of December 5th. So I know you all want to come and join me for 5 glorious days of me talking without Todd being around. I mean, who wouldn't enjoy that? So I've got a link here to the course. And with the course, I promise the audio will work much better than it is today because I don't know what Todd broke, but this is all Todd's fault. It's always you. But yeah, so 5 days of the admin class, and even better for suffering through this show, give you a little discount if you sign up. You can use the old code Todd Stinks. Yep, at checkout, you just type in Todd Stinks and you can have 17% off the class. So should be fun. I'm looking forward to teaching. I don't know. I don't think we've talked about it yet because I've been kind of waiting to announce it once I could like point somewhere to it. But I'll also be teaching at the University of Cincinnati in January. I'll be teaching them administrator stuff. So, you know, kind of rolling this all together. I'm getting back in the classroom to just bring the goodness that is Shane.
So a couple of comments on that. I don't know what 17% comes off with as with the Todd Stinks discount code. I almost feel like I would pay that plus a dollar if they used Shane Stinks as their discount code. I'll just write him a check for whatever.
Anybody types in Shane Stinks, I'll take it. Todd has to pay me a dollar every time you use Shane Stinks. That's no problem. It's done.
The other thing is you teaching at a university. I wept for our youth before, and now they haven't got a chance. They just flat out do not have a chance.
Just start calling me professor. That's all I want to hear.
Good Lord.
I'm going to get some cardigans with the patches, you know? I'm going to look good.
That would be awesome. You should do that. That'd be great.
I'm really looking forward to, you know, teaching the class online with the people so that, you know, I can kind of meet with some people who can actually have some intellectual conversations before I go and teach the students who will be like, so what exactly is a domain controller? The education system, it's failed them, I'm certain.
Yeah, I've, you know, and it's, so I live in the same town as Iowa State here, name's Iowa, and I've considered doing the same thing. And I actually talked to the dean of the business school a few months ago about it to see about different businessy things that I could bring in. And so I'm sitting there, we're in this room and it's got like the big table and he's sitting across from me. It was very, very academic in nature. And I was talking, we'd been talking for a bit and I'm like, you know, I'm really just a technical guy. I'm a nerdy guy that does the technical stuff. And he's like, I find that kind of tough to believe. And I'm like, why? What do you mean? He's like, well, you've been making eye contact this whole time. I mean, it was, and he was not making a joke. This is not the kind of guy that cracks jokes. But he was just so shocked that as a technical person, I could make eye contact. It was awesome.
Yeah, it's always been, I guess, part of the fun of us, right? Is we might not be very smart. We might not be very good at teaching, but, you know, we do have the people skills.
Yeah, we have more people skills than the average nerd and more nerdy skills than the person with good people skills. So they just kind of have to, yeah. But yeah, that cracked me up. And I'm like, well, thanks, I think.
Yeah, when I met with my guy, same type of deal, right? I showed up in jeans and a t-shirt. You know, I was on my phone waiting on him to get done. And he's in a suit and a tie. He's all, I'm like, I if you expect me to dress like that, I can't promise anything.
Was it the Mountain Dew t-shirt?
Nope, it wasn't the Mountain Dew t-shirt. It was a plain t-shirt, I think.
Very disappointed. So yes, if you have kids in that Cincinnati area, send them to a tech school, something, you know.
Anywhere but with me.
Plumbing, HVAC.
Last thing on the classes, is if anybody does go and at least check it out, right? And I know none of you actually sign up. If any of you check it out and you're like, man, I would take it, but the class outline's terrible. Well, know that A, Todd helped me write the class outline, so it's all his fault. But B, send me any feedback, right? I'm still open to different ideas if you want to kind of, if you're like, hey, I don't know why there's topics on this. Because I tried to mix in both on-prem. The focus is on-prem, but there's some modules on the online stuff so that you at least get exposed to that because it's in all of our future. So I think everyone needs to at least know what's kind of available and out there.
Yep. And to quote BJ Honeycutt, no good deed goes unpunished. You know, I feel sorry for Shane. I help him out with his outline and I get thrown under the bus. That's...
Have I not made it obvious? It's always your fault, no matter what happens, right? If my tire's flat out in the driveway, I'm certain that somehow you had something to do with it.
Being an only child, I didn't get the opportunity to have everything that my siblings did blamed on me. So I'm just not used to this. Goodness sakes. Oh yeah. Right. So do you have a link? So how can folks, ill-advised as it is, if they wanted to sign up for your class, how would
I thought you were the one that we're supposed to like cut and paste.
Oh, well, I was too busy carrying the show because you couldn't figure out how to plug a microphone into a computer.
Hey, it's my first time, all right?
And then instead of the link, you put the text in. My God, you're an idiot. Oh, geez. Lord.
Once again, your fault because you were supposed to do it. There's the beautiful zebra.
Oh, my
God. This show is going great.
I feel to tell people not to go to this class. I feel like I'm damaging the trust that my listeners have by even mentioning this thing. But yes, go to boldzebras.com. Goodness.
All right, talk about something else because this is terrible.
Yeah. So we burned a bunch of time. Microsoft released Teams last week, and I don't think that we talked about that because I think that came out after the podcast. After the podcast was recorded, but before it came out. That, you know, 8 to 10 week stretch between when the podcast is recorded and when it makes its way to the internet. So you want to tell the folks just kind of a high overview about what Teams are?
It's supposed to replace Slack, right? I mean, that's literally all I know about at this point, right? It's a Slack replacement from Microsoft. It's built on top of Office 365. So it'll be interesting. I know I did find it fun that not only did Slack take out like a full page ad to say, Microsoft, come for us. It was kind of weird. It was very awkward. It was like that first date that Todd used to go on with Jill, and somehow she persevered through it. But it was a very awkward letter.
Yeah. So if you guys didn't read that letter, it was weird. So one thing I was happy when I first read the letter, and it was a full page thing. And then Slack had something on their website that had the same stuff. It wasn't smarmy overtly. It was a little smarmy, but not. Basically they talked about, you know, what they'd learned and they welcomed the competition and all that kind of stuff. But after I read it a couple times and a bunch of people online said the same thing, I think they really hurt themselves with it, not from a perception thing, because they weren't a-holes outright or anything like that. But Microsoft and Slack But Slack has this one little part of the market that they are well known for. It's like the first thing out of anybody's mouth. And somehow they were able to take the 800-pound gorilla and frame them as the little guy. Frame them as the upstart that people wanted to cheer for by this letter, because they're like, well, it's adorable that you're trying this thing that we're really good at. Here's some stuff to help you go. Here's the lessons we learned. And they somehow made Microsoft this sympathetic character, and I think helped them. It was a weird deal.
Yeah, you know, you almost think, right, you point out that they didn't do anything negative. I almost think they would have been better off if they didn't, like, screw you, Microsoft, bring it. You ain't got no chance. You suck, right? Because that's what the Slack user base would have identified with.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So they tried to go the grown-up route, and I think it's going to end up biting them. I think they'd have been, it was weird. So yeah, to use Teams, you need an Office 365 tenant. I don't know which SKUs it's in. So it's the business tenants. It's not like Office 365 personal or anything like that. But it is a chat-based thing. It kind of sits on top of like Skype for Business, and Exchange, sort of. If you have an Office 365 tenant, you can go into your settings and all that and turn it on. As far as I can tell at this point, it is one switch and it is a tenant-wide switch. So when you say Microsoft Teams is on, it's on. And there's no way to, you know, have your IT team take a look at it before it rolls out to the general populace at all. So that's it. I haven't played with it a whole lot yet. It's out there. It has a thick client. It's got a web client. It's got a phone client, all those kind of things. So another place to do your collaboration.
It's just what we needed. Yeah. Have you looked to see if it's on that, that developer tenant that we have access to? Is it out there so we can at least go poke it with a stick?
I think it's on every tenant everywhere that it's going to be on at this point. Like when they announced it last Wednesday or whatever, I think it showed up immediately in all the tenants that I looked on.
Cool. All right. Well, go look for it. So speaking of announcement.
Well, so one bad thing about Teams, because I'm just thinking about this. Right now, there doesn't seem to be a way to invite external people to a team, which Slack, we're used to that, which is the whole invitation process and all that. So that's a tough one.
Sorry. So I was going to say, speaking of announcements, it looks like old Jeff Teeper on Twitter this weekend, and maybe after a couple of beverages. I don't know. He said it was like Saturday, like middle of the night. I was like, why are you tweeting now? But said there'll be two exciting SharePoint announcements again this week. So
I saw that. Two exciting public announcements. Yeah. So now I'm all on Twitter about Twitter. Yeah. So Microsoft has been kicking it lately. I've got some buddies in another Slack channel that are diehard Apple folks. Like a couple of them actually work at Apple, and they're very Microsoft curious right now. They're finding it tough to badmouth Microsoft. It's an amazing transition.
Well, I mean, it only makes sense, right? So I finally gave up on the Windows phone and went to the iPhone. So clearly now all the Windows stuff is going to be cool again, right? Because I'm always on the wrong side of it. So
you are never cool. I can absolutely guarantee that, verify that.
So that's how you know we reached an inflection point. Other announcements out of Microsoft, the hardware and software requirements were formally updated to include Windows Server 2016 for SharePoint Server 2016. So
excellent.
If you need any justification, that was a quick, easy one. Thing I keep reminding people though, right, is that is for SharePoint 2016. And if you're doing SharePoint 2013, you shouldn't be doing Windows Server 2016. You shouldn't be doing Windows Server 2012 R2. Windows Server 2012 is as far as SharePoint Server 2013 goes. We've talked about it on the show before, but just a reminder again.
So I'm going to step back. So one thing I want to add to that is SQL 2016, also not supported for SharePoint 2013. But I thought with the new installer, you could install SharePoint 2013 on 2012 R2.
So last I looked at it, and I tried for a few days, if you can get the download of SharePoint 2013 with Service Pack 1 baked in, which is only available to people with like volume license agreements, software license assurance, that type of stuff. If you can get those bits, then you can run it on Windows Server 2012 R2. But after you're done, you still have to put Service Pack 1 back on because it puts on the wrong version of Service Pack 1. It's just such a cluster that I just, with good conscience, can't tell anyone to do it.
Fair enough. Yeah. So that I agree with, that you have to have the Service Pack 1 installer because it's actually like an OS thing. So it's not like, you know, you can put a CU on later or anything like that. It's part of the bits, like the prerequisites and stuff like that. I'm surprised they haven't fixed that SP1 that won't let you install patches thing yet, but
I guess they just figured 2013 you shouldn't be installing it these days, which we know is completely wrong, but I'm guessing somewhere, some bureaucrat has made that decision.
Yep. You got scratchy again. So if you did something, undo it.
I didn't move, I don't think.
All right. So we got a couple minutes left. There's a couple of fun non-Microsoft things that I wanted to talk about. So Shane, you put the first Tesla link up. Let's talk about that one first.
So the Tesla charging for more than 1,000 miles on supercharger power now will cost you money, right? If anyone who gets a Tesla after January 1, 2017, which will be all the Todd Quints of the world who bought a three, they'll they'll have to start paying for supercharging more than 1,000 miles, which I think is completely reasonable, but I'm not buying a Model 3. What do you think about that?
So I've given this some thought. So I think that we've heard pundits and people talk about what Tesla is going to do about the superchargers. Right now, as of today, if you buy a Model S or a Model X, you get supercharger access for free, and that's just built in as a part of the thing. The thought was at some point they were going to make it an option again. It used to be, make it like a $2,000 option. And that was one of the ways they were going to keep the price of the Model 3 down, was to not offer this free unlimited supercharger charging. So the reason they offer it is obviously to combat the range anxiety that electric car owners have. It's a real thing. I get it. I'm not not minimizing that. I think that's not as bad now, coupled with the next story we're going to talk about. But then as I was thinking about the Model 3 and all that, I was thinking $2,000 is a lot of electricity. Like I know not so much here in Iowa, but in the places where the superchargers are dense, there are Tesla owners who basically just fuel their car up with superchargers. They don't charge them at home. They don't do as much of that. And so it made me think, you know, doing some like back of the envelope math, how much charging does $2,000 get me? Like if I was going to plug this into my garage and charge, how far does $2,000 get me? And it feels like it gets me a long ways. And then on top of that, when I'm out on the road, how much am I going to spend on superchargers if I have to buy it a la carte? And, you know, we don't know the price for that. We don't know what the overhead's going to be. But knowing what electricity goes for around here, I think it would take a really long time for me to spend $2,000 on that. So the other thing that I wanted to talk about on top of the Tesla thing was that the federal government here in the U.S. is backing some electric vehicle supercharger network. So there are something about 25,000 miles of highways that are going to be covered by superchargers, because these electronic vehicles are getting to be a big deal. Tesla's got a bunch. I think Tesla's saying they're going to put out 50,000 of the Model 3s a year, something like that. Chevy just started last week production of the Bolt, which is another battery electronic vehicle. And so I think this is really getting some traction. So the federal government's behind it now. And I think that takes some of the pressure off of Tesla to make electric vehicles get the range anxiety down, because there's going to be these other chargers. And the sad thing about that was they just opened up two in Iowa. They opened one in Des Moines, about 30 miles south of me, and then another one over in the Quad Cities, I think. So if I ever break down and get my Tesla, I'll have many options to choose where it comes to charging it. One other thing that I wanted to mention, and that's the one that Shane just did the back channel thing. So as a child of the 80s, one of my fondest memories was going over to one of my friend's houses because I was too poor, I couldn't afford it myself, but am playing the Nintendo Entertainment System, or the NES. And on the 11th, so 4 days from now, Nintendo is releasing the NES Classic on 11/11. So it's a small version of what the NES Classic looked like. It's cheap. I forget what the price is, and I don't have the article up in front of me now. $60, something like that. And it's got a bunch of games on it. You know, so $60 is the MSRP, and it has got a bunch of games built in, a bunch of the classic ones. It will hook up to HDMI, which is something that Nintendo has not done. And if you've got an NES sitting around, I actually have a Super NES in this house that works, that I could plug in. I spent many a day in college playing Super Mario Kart instead of studying, which might be why I didn't graduate the first time. I don't know. So it comes with a bunch of games, and there's some of the big ones: Super Mario Brothers, Legend of Zelda, Donkey Kong, Pac-Man, Metroid, Castlevania, all these great ones. A couple of things about the bad news is it's all, you get what you get. So you get the 30 games and that's it. There's not going to be any online play. There's not going to be any ability to download things and add to it or anything like that. But for $60, man, if you played this stuff as a kid, you got to get that. So it's going to be available at Amazon and Best Buy and Target and all those places. But they announced this several months ago, and I just... what a bunch of fun. It's like Lori's saying in the chat room, playing this till we just had blisters on our thumbs, till it was just painful to pick up the controller, and then we would do it again. So that was the other story that we wanted to cover. Shane, you want to take another crack at the mic here?
I'm back.
Hey, you don't sound bad here. All right. Christopher in the chat room is saying that those thumb controllers, the controller had those hard corners on them. Oh, I agree. They just rub you right in the...
I had the cool one, though. The one with the big joystick that was like the arcade one. Had the built-in turbo buttons, too, for like playing Metroid. All of our stuff.
Yeah. All right. So before your computer explodes, because Google Hangouts hates you, we'll do some self-promotion. Pretty bare here at the end of the year. I don't have any conferences set up, but I did want to mention Shane's got his class, boldzebras.com. Go out there, sign up for that. And apparently, if you use the promotion code Todd is the coolest, you get 17% off of your sign up. So, and it's too bad, you know, if I got that code wrong, I can't remember what it is. Shane's muted in the Hangout, and I'm sure if that was the wrong code, he'd correct it. But I don't know what to do about that. Also, We're coming up on this, coming up on the end of the year, and this is the time of the year where I talk to you folks and talk about my birthday charity drive. So if this is your first year listening to this, my birthday's in January, and the very first birthday that I had on this podcast 100 years ago, 7-8 years ago, I forget when it was exactly, a bunch of the podcast hooligans with Lori leading the charge and Dan Usher right behind her started trying to think about what they could do for my birthday for me. And they knew that I do a bunch of charitable giving and things like that. And so they decided that that's what they were going to do. So here's what we do every year. You can go out to pointgowan.com/, and I hope I get this right, TK Charity, Point Gowan. That's Lori's last name. Well, Gowan is, Point is not. .com/TK Charity. And anytime, we got in the notes between December 12th and January 16th, but honestly, if you do it tomorrow, we'll count it. Anytime between now and January 16th, if you donate to any charity that you want, I don't care what charity is. I don't have a special charity that I'm asking you to donate for. All I'm asking is if it makes sense for you and your family and what you got going on, if you can donate any money to a charity, just get it in there. We like to see what kind of numbers we can come up with from the podcast hooligans. So last year we did a bunch. I don't have the number in front of me. I think it's on that page. Let me bring that up. So last year we did a little over $3,500, a little over $3,500. Last year, I made the foolish agreement to match the funds. So I also donated $3,500 to charities here in town. And yeah, I might do that again this year. We'll see. So then you're getting double your money there. You donate to a local charity, whatever it is that's important to you. I doesn't bother. Just as long as somebody does some help. And I'll talk to the accountant here in the house, the one who does the Clint family finances, and see if we can't match those again. So go out to pointgowan.com/TK charity. You can sign up. Lori will email you and we'll get the numbers all together. But look forward to that every year. I love seeing those numbers. We have done almost $10,000 worth of donations over the life of this, and very good stuff. Very proud of you guys. It always, Lori has everybody sign the card, and I always get all weepy, and it's a good time. All right. So Shane, I'm going to give you like 10 seconds to apologize to everybody and tell them goodbye before I mute you again.
Goodbye. I love you all. I'm so sorry.
And we're going to stick around after the podcast and see if we can figure out what's going on here. But thanks, everybody. Again, I will be out on the 15th. And by that, I mean the 14th. I will be on vacation, but we will be back, I assume, the week of Thanksgiving. I'll talk to Shane about that and find out. Lori will be gone. She will be taking vacation that week. But thanks, everybody. And as always, at Todd Clint on Twitter, at Shane's Cows on Twitter, todd.clint@rackspace.com, cincyshane@hotmail.outlook.com. Get in touch with us. Let us know what you think. Thanks, everybody. Have a good week.